If it's determined that you've applied properly as the request for a variance, and then this is your only shot.
Yeah, then I'd rather not proceed. I'd rather just do the, but we can do that without re-advertising.
We could also wait for a ruling, I assume, to determine, I mean, you know, instead of hearing it tonight, we could wait for determination to, is it, you know, does it need to be heard for, as a variance or a special use exception, and then come back at a later time and hear whichever is necessary.
Yeah, I prefer to do that.
You prefer to do that, sir?
Yes. Because I might not meet the standard.
That's true. Very true. Counselor? Now we're.
Can't say I blame him.
I'm sorry?
I can't say that I blame him.
No.
So I'll be notified.
Well, I think.
We first need to move on.
Yeah, what you all could do, and I mean, I don't know if we've ever had this, is you could move to leave the record open, have the case to be heard on August the 3rd.
Defer action until August the 3rd.
Yeah, just leave the entire thing open. The case will be heard on that time.
Okay.
And instruct counsel and staff to review to make sure that what is being applied for is the appropriate variance.
So moved.
Okay.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay, do I have a motion to that? Moses,
I said that's my motion, yes.
Okay, and a second to that was Mr. Workman.
Yes.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 11,604 open to allow the staff and council to review this to determine which one they'll be voting on. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Redman?
Aye.
Mr. Rigger?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,604 will be left open until such time. And you will be notified, correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, sir.